Yep. Welcome to another undocumented episode of Nothing Specific with your boy, Trevor David Houchin. Undocumented. Everybody's documenting everything these days. Documenting. I remember a time when there was no such word as documenting. It was a noun. Can you hand me the document? Do you have the document? Can you give me the document? Where's the document? Now it's a verb. Everyone's documenting everything. Everything. People are documenting everything. And it's so, so uninteresting. And the weird thing about it is the paradoxical element aspect of documenting things is that nobody believes anything. Nobody believes anything, even though it's documented. Aliens landing, you know, whatever it is, there's video of stuff, and you still don't believe it. There was a time when I'll believe it when I see it. Show it to me, and I'll believe it. Now, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Whatever it is, it's on YouTube. It's there. Somebody documented it. A million people documented it, and you still don't believe it. I think it'd be better if stuff wasn't documented. You'd believe it. You'd believe it. If aliens crash landed across the street from you, and it was documented, your neighbor across the street had it on video, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. But if your neighbor came to your house and said, "Hey, aliens landed, you know, in my front yard last night. I had a conversation with them. We watched a little TV, played some video games, had some milk and cookies, and then they took off." You might believe that. But documenting, It doesn't work. Documenting everything, it doesn't work. I think it's better to not document a single thing. Nothing. Don't document stuff. There's too much documentation going on in the world. I mean, come on, what's that word? What is that word, documentation? What is that? Documentation. Document it. People actually say that. Document it. What do you... Come on. Come on. Go to sleep. Shut up and go to sleep. I'm not documenting anything. I brushed my teeth for this one. I did. I brushed my teeth for this one. Cleaned my teeth with that tooth cleaner thing. I've been using the same one for like 4 months. I arrived in Japan with a bag full of them. You know, there's like an uncountable number of those teeth cleaning things in that bag. I arrived in Japan with a full bag. Went through, you know, 299 of them in the first, you know, 2 months. And I've been using the same one for the last month. I talk to things. People talk to themselves. You know, people think it's crazy. Like, if you talk to yourself, like, I think that's the absolute most normal thing a human being can do. I think it's the absolute, it's right up there with, you know, going to the bathroom, I think, breathing, talking to yourself. Like, who else are you going to talk to? Who else are you going to talk to if you don't talk to yourself? I think that's perfectly normal. But I talk to things. I talk to things constantly, every day, all day. What things, Trevor? Trevor, what things do you talk to? Well, I'll tell you. I talk to knives, forks, spoons. You know, the spoon falls off the table. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get back up here. Get back up here. Spoons, knives, forks. I find the forks in place. I've only got one fork, one knife, and one spoon. That's the consequence of living by yourself. I've got one knife, one fork, and one spoon. I live by myself, but somehow that one knife, that one fork, and that one spoon, I can never, ever find them. Like my apartment is tiny. It's not tiny, but it's small. You know, where am I putting the knife and the fork and the spoon? Where am I putting the knife and the fork and the spoon? So when I lose them, I'm screaming like, spoon, spoon, need a spoon. Where's the? And then if I find it, why were you there? Why were you over there? Where's the fork and the knife, spoon? Why aren't you guys together? Why aren't you guys together? You guys don't belong together. Knife, fork, spoon. That's not. I talk to the spatula, you know. I can't, for whatever reason, when I'm cooking something, if I put the spatula on the edge of, like, you know, the frying pan, it always slips off. Like, you can't just hang out on the edge of the frying pan for like 5 minutes. You gotta slip off onto the stove. Like, wait. Every time? Like, what are you doing? I talk to the frying pan. Like, you can't control the spatula, bro? What are you doing? You can't control the spatula? I talk to lint. My pocket. Where did you come from? Like, what? Who put you in here? What are you? What is lint? What is it? Like little, I don't know what it is. Little fluffy, like, it's not even fluffy. Like, just little balls of fabric. Like, what? How does lint, like, get itself together in a ball? What the chair? I talk to the chair. You can't, I've got a swivelly chair, and sometimes it seems to want to, like, swivel on its own. I'm not even swiveling. Like, what are you swiveling for? What are you swiveling for? Like, where are you trying to go? Bro, be still. Okay? Be still. With this swiveling, the shower head? The shower head, like, you know, I get in the shower, right? And, you know, I adjust the shower head so that when I turn on the water, it doesn't, you know, scald me or, like, instantly freeze me. The shower head. I adjust it on purpose, okay? Okay, can you just stay here? Like, right here, okay? I'm gonna stand over here to the left. You're pointed to the right. Do you mind just staying there? And it stays there for a second. And then the moment I turn on the water, it, like, moves on its own. The shower head. What are you doing, man? Can I just take a shower? I just woke up. Like, why are you behaving this way? What did I do to you? Pens. I need a pen. Where's the pen? I left all the pens right here. Now there's none? Where did you guys go? I live by myself. I live by myself. Who moved the pens? Did the pens move themselves? What the f... God, I can't. YouTube, I talk to YouTube. Why are you showing me this? Did I ask for this? Like, what? What is this? What is this? Commercials? I don't even want to go into... Everybody's got to talk to commercials. Move along. Move along. I talk to my knee, my back. You know, is it necessary for you to hurt? Like, every day? I can't get a break one day on with this pain that you guys are doing? Like, what the... You can't... Like, one day you guys can't get together and be like, you know, let's leave the guy alone today. The faucet, you know, like... I turn on the faucet in my house, both the sink, the bathroom. I turn on the faucet. I turn it... I adjust it to the water pressure that I want it to be, and then it readjusts itself. What is that? I adjusted you, sir. I've already adjusted you. You've been adjusted, sir. You've been adjusted. Do not readjust. Do not readjust of your own accord, Mr. Fawcett. Playing games. Cut it out. People don't have time. Wind. Listen. Sometimes. Like, what's the... What? How windy can it be? How windy can it be? There's a case to be made that, like, wind... is the most useless of all the weather phenomenons, I guess. Like, what's the wind for? Listen, a light breeze, fine. You know, a light breeze, fine. But like a gusty, like sudden tornado kind of wind, for what? For what? For what with the wind constant, like, and in Japan, like, every once in a while the wind here is like a, it's like an air earthquake. It's out of control with the wind. Can you calm down, guys? The light switches, I talk to light switches, like, sometimes, like, how hard can it be to operate a light switch? Sometimes I turn on the light switch, and it just doesn't move. Like, the light switch doesn't move. Like, I'll turn it on, because I know how to turn on a light switch. I swear I do. But it just doesn't, it won't move. And it's like, bro, I turned you on. I turned you on. I've done it before, right? I've turned you on before, right? Wait. Can you get on, please? Can you get on? Can you get to the on position that I just turned you to? What are you still doing in the off position, dude? Get on. Get on. That's what you're for. You're there for me to... You're there to be turned on or off. You're not there to just be still. What are you... You know, insubordination? Get out of here with that, man. My nose. Oh. I am in a constant, like, disagreement with my nose. Because, I have allergies. And... You know, it's as though my nose is against me. let's just, you know, call it what it is. Call a spade a spade. It's as though my nose does not want me to succeed. Sir, 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 can you just breathe, please? Can you just allow air in and out? Can you do that? I'm not asking you to be beautiful. I'm not asking you to be, you know, I don't know. I don't even know. Just breathe. Is that all right with you? My nose spray. Consequence of my discussions with my nose spray, I can never find it. Like, this little bottle of nose spray is one of the most important things in my life. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I used it 5 minutes ago. Excuse me, Mr. Nose Spray? Like, could you reveal yourself? Like, are you hanging out with the knives and the forks and the spoons? Like, bro, you know I need you. I bought you. I bought you. I paid for you just a few days ago. Can you, like, come out wherever you are, Mr. Nose Spray? I don't need this aggravation. My pillow? How flat can you be? How flat can you be? Are you a notebook or are you a pillow? Which? Are you a notebook or are you a pillow? Are you a piece of loose leaf paper? Or are you a pillow? Which one? Which one are you? When I bought you, you were a pillow, my friend. Compadre, when I bought you, you were a pillow. Now, calendars, I talk to calendars. Bro, are you telling me that this is happening tomorrow? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I've got other stuff to do tomorrow. Don't make your own plans for me. Don't make your own plans for me. I've got other stuff to do tomorrow, sir. Mr. Calendar, Mr. Dates, Mr. Months, Mr. Weeks. I've got something else to do tomorrow. Okay? I'm not doing that thing. You have scheduled for me. I'm not. Freaking calendars, man. They think they... Look. Listen. Talk to the supermarket. I talk to the supermarket. How come everything here costs so darn much? Huh? You mean to tell me, you're never just gonna give a few things away? Just a few things. Toilet tissue paper should be given away once a month. How would that affect, like, the world? How could that negatively impact, you know, toilet paper once a week, once a month, free. Free toilet paper day. Why not? Drives me up the wall, man. My lip balm. Same with my nose spray. Like, guys. Where are you, Mr. Lip Balm? Where are you? Where are you? I use you every live long day. I use you every live long day, Mr. Lip Balm. Could you just stay where I put you? every time, I put you on the little ledge above my computer desk every day. So where are you, man? My tweezers, same as the lip balm, same as the nose spray. Every day. Guy. Every day. I use you every day. I use you in the bathroom, right in front of the vanity mirror. Every day. I don't ever use you in the kitchen. I don't carry you along with me. I'm not tweezing on the bus or the train or while I'm walking down the street. Dude, you know I use you right here. Here and nowhere else. Here and nowhere else. Here and nowhere else. So where are you? Tweezers. Tweezers. Come out and play. The subway. This one is a given. Like, where are you? You know, where's the subway? Where's the subway? Where's the subway? Where are you? Been standing on the platform for a good 5, 6, 7 minutes. Where are you? Same with my sunglasses. Change. I talk to the change. Jesus, like, how much change can a human being have in his pocket? It's necessary for all of you guys to be in my pocket, all you little pennies, dimes. Are you guys, what, my shoelaces? Oh my God. Guys, I didn't tie you 10 minutes ago. I didn't tie you tight enough. I'm 50, 100 years old. I've been tying laces like since the day I was born, and you've come untied again. Like, it's gotta be a joke. It's gotta be a joke. It's gotta be a joke. The way shoelaces behave. Had another dream about 50 Cent last night. Listen, I'm not a homosexual. I don't find myself attracted to men. I don't know if men are attracted to me. I've never had a homosexual activity, you know. Not interested. Why is 50 Cent in my dreams? What is 50 trying to tell me? Why is 50? 50. 50. Why is 50 in my dreams? I've had a dozen dreams about 50 Cent. That's all I'll say about that. That's all I'll say about that. Learned a new phrase recently. I think this is what it is. Foblo? F-O-B-L-O? Foblo? Have you heard that? It's related to social media. It means fear of being left out. Foblo. Fear of being left out. You know, people who are addicted to social media, I guess. People who can't stop scrolling. People who can't stop posting. People who are... just people who are constantly, on social media. You know, they don't want to be left out of... But this is the question. It's my question. Like, left out... like, of what? Like, left out of what? I don't know. What? Like, left out of, like, the latest laundry detergent eating challenge? What? Left out of what? Fear of being left out. Let me tell you something. I enjoy being left out. I enjoy not being in the know, not knowing what the latest anything is. I don't know what the latest anything is. I haven't watched an award show, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys, these things. I haven't watched one of these shows, I would say, in 30 years. No kidding. I would say it might be more. It might be more than 30 years. I always forget how old I am. And I'm considerably old. I stopped watching these shows 30 years ago, at least. I have no idea who anybody is. I have no idea who any of the latest movie stars, musicians, what the latest movies are, you know, let alone challenges and I guess memes. What else? I will say this though. I did hear that recently Beyoncé is like, she's now a country star. Is this what it is? Like, Beyoncé is a country star now? I did hear that the other day. I have no problem with that. I've always kind of liked country music. The Devil Went Down to Georgia, Lynyrd Skynyrd. What's a guy? Johnny Cash. I think I've always thought it was pretty decent music. It's, you know, they have great voices, can completely relate to it. Everybody's always getting hurt, broken hearts, chasing the one that doesn't love them, you know, fighting off depression. I've been fighting off depression lately. Absolutely. I just realized this. I would say about 2 months ago. What are we in? The middle of February? I would say 2.5-3 months ago, I was at the brink of falling into the dark, abysmal hole of depression. I was. Things were not going well between my wife and I. I had just recently gotten here from America. I didn't have any money. My stupid knee was hurting. I had a kidney stone. Like I said, my wife and I were fighting. I had a great life that I was enjoying. I don't know if it was a great life, but it was my life. I was enjoying the life that I had created for myself in Atlanta. And, you know, I had no friends, no social network, no hobbies, didn't know where to go, just nothing really going well, you know. Feeling really isolated and unproductive, unmotivated, you know, not confused, but just like I'd suddenly, I can't even put words into it, but I was definitely on the brink of depression. I could feel it. Certain things I was doing, certain things I wasn't doing. Like I was, you know, going to bed a lot earlier than I wanted to, just to make the day finish, just so that the day would be done. I could be done with the day and like disappear into sleep. I started asking myself, what's it all about? What am I doing here? What should I be doing here? Why am I not doing anything here? What's there to do here? You know, why is my wife not giving me whatever the heck it is that I think I want? Definitely felt myself slipping into depression. But I decided to fight it. I decided to fight it in the same way, in the same exact way that, you know, imagine you gain 40, 50 pounds and you notice that you've gained 40 or 50 pounds and you make a decision, you know what, I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start walking. I'm going to, you know, stop, you know, indulging in, you know, whatever, you know, bad foods. I'm going to proactively, you know, redirect my life in another direction because I don't like this 40 extra pounds and I don't want to gain another 40. That's what I did with this depression. How did you do it, Trev? Well, I started with like a little morning routine. Like that I don't do it every morning. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't do it every morning. I'm going to try to do it tomorrow morning. What is the morning routine, Trevor? What's the morning routine, Trevor? Get to the morning routine. Okay. So wake up, fold up my futon. Well, wake up first, open up the blinds so that some sunshine gets into my eyes. You know, psychiatrists, psychologists, medical doctors, they all say that you should get some sunshine in your eyes first thing in the morning. So I started doing that. Open the blinds, get some sunshine in my eyes. And then lay in bed. Well, I don't have a bed, I have a futon. Lay on the futon, a few minutes in silence. I try not to immediately get into the social media. And I'll tell you what I've been doing. If I do happen to pick up my phone and, you know, open a social media network, turn the volume down. So at least, you know, my eyes might be stimulated. But at least, you know, my ears and sound is so important. The cacophony, the heinous cacophony of social media is so disorienting. So it's noise pollution, especially if you're scrolling and, you know, within 60 seconds, you scroll through 100 videos and you've heard 100 different voices, cars crashing, music playing, animals barking, and, you know, weird voiceovers, strange sound effects. You hear that stuff over and over and over every day. That stuff will completely, like, jangle, is that a word? Jangle. It sounds like a word to me. That stuff will totally jangle your mind. So if I do happen to, you know, if I'm not able to resist picking up my phone and, you know, looking at social media, I've got the volume turned down. So I wake up in silence, then get up, fold up my futons, stick them in the closet, go out in the living room. It's not really a living room, but go in the other room, put on some classical music, play classical music. What classical music should I play, Trev? Go to your YouTube, type in soft morning classical piano. I'll say it again. Go to your YouTube and type in soft morning classical piano. That's it. I know that there's what's, you know, Tchaikovsky. I can't pronounce these guys' names. Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Vivaldi, Mozart, these guys, I can't tell, you know, one classical artist from the other, But it depends what I want to hear, though. It depends what kind of mood I want to be in. So, for example, in the morning, soft, classical, morning piano. I'm studying. I'll type in classical music for studying. I want to feel a sense of romance. I'll type in romantic classical music. I want to put myself in a meditative state. Now, I don't generally use classical music for meditation. For true meditation, like when I'm actually meditating, I listen to nothing. It's silence. But if I'm in my apartment and I want to be in a meditative state, I want to create a sort of vibrational state of meditation in my apartment, Tibetan singing bowls. And if you can't remember the Tibetan aspect, singing bowls. Again, this is YouTube. You go to YouTube, you just put in singing bowls. Anyway, what I'm describing is how I get myself, how I'm fighting off depression. I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, own it and say, I fought it off. Anyway, morning routine, playing the classical music, light up a stick of lavender incense. So now, my place is, you know, my futon's all folded up. I've thrown open the blinds, the curtains, got some sunshine streaming in. Got some soft morning classical piano playing. Got a stick of incense, calming purple incense, blazed up. And then, like, fold my clothes. You know, it's about activity. It's about being active. I'm folding my clothes. Or if I've got a basket full of dirty clothes, wash those bad boys. Go do a load of laundry. Then after that, get down on my hands and knees. And no, you're thinking pray, Trevor? No. Get down on my hands and knees, clean the floor. Clean the floor. Again, it's activity. It's just getting your body going. Because I know, you know, because my brother was depressed and now he's gone. Yeah. I know that, One of the symptoms and one of the causes of depression is inertia, just immobility, just an inability to move, literally. So, you know, you're moving. I'm on the floor. I'm cleaning the floor in my apartment. Then push-ups and leg raises. Do some push-ups and leg raises. And by this time, the classical music has been playing for about 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes. And that's about all I need. Then I'll switch the music to some folksy, jangly sort of self-referential, self-healing, self-uplifting, folksy, I believe in the good things coming, out of darkness light I'm pumping, out of white light all things running. Credit going directly to Nako Bear. Medicine for the People. That's the name of the group. Nako Bear and Medicine for the People. Name of the song is Black as Night. I am. What is it? What's it? What is it again? I don't remember. I am, and I know something. But I am a servant, and I know something. Yeah, something like that. Listen to some of that music, and that's the music I'm listening to while I'm doing my push-ups and my leg raises. And that's about a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. I started out trying to get to 150 push-ups. And no, it's not straight. Don't believe anybody who tells you he can do over like 80 push-ups straight. Don't believe anybody. Don't believe anybody who tells you he can do more than 80 good push-ups straight. I had this dude, goofball, guy tell me he could do 500 push-ups straight. I gave him 18 opportunities to say, no, not straight, I'm taking a break. Are you sure you could do them straight? Yeah, man. No, I mean, like, you're not taking, like, a little break, you know, in between. Nope, doing them straight. I mean, I don't mean, like, in one session. I mean, like, you know, you're taking a little break in between. Nope, 500 straight. God, wanted to strangle this guy. Nobody can do 500 push-ups straight. Nobody can do 500 push-ups straight. And no, I'm not just saying that because I can't do 500 push-ups straight. I would imagine there's somebody out there that can do 100, 120 maybe. But, I think the guy that can do over, I'm going to say, 80 push-ups straight nonstop, this guy is superhuman. I digress. I tried to get to 150. It usually takes me about... It used to take me 6 sets to do 180. I could do maybe 30, 35. That's one set. Then I could do maybe 25. That's 2 sets. So at that point, I'm up to, 60? Then I could do maybe another 25. So I'm up to 85. That's 3 sets. Then I could do another maybe 25. So by this time, I'm up to 110. That's 4 sets. Then the last 2 sets, 20 sets each. But now I'm close. Now I'm up at around 180 sets. I'm sorry, 180 reps. So yeah, all of that gets the body going. You know, the leg raises. Get some abs. Little abs going on, there. Then after I'm done with all that, go take a shower, get myself ready for the day, whatever the day is going to be. Go take a shower, get myself ready for the day, throw on some clothes, then switch the informational input from the folksy, I am no master, I know nothing, but I am a servant and I know something. That's it. That's the refrain. I am no master and I know nothing, but I am a servant and I know something. Knuckle bear. Anyway, switch the input from that to some Buddhism. Listen to some Buddhism. Listen to the teachings of the Buddha. Listen to the teachings of the Buddha. And I'll tell you, for me, basically, what Buddhism does, like, if you've seen these pictures, right? You've seen these pictures of, like, there'll be a picture of, the Milky Way. And then there'll be a picture, there'll be like 3 words, you are here, right? And then it's pointing at like a little tiny dot. And the purpose of these pictures is to, sort of remind you that whatever issues, problems, or whatever you got going on, it's minuscule, relatively speaking. It's your own mind that blows things way out of proportion. And that's what Buddhism does for me. Buddhism puts things in perspective. For me, it isn't like some, you see, I think there's like a really crazy misconception about what Buddhism is. I think people think it's like some kind of mystical, mysterious, exotic, I don't know, near magical kind of, I don't know. But I think that's what people think it is. And it's exactly the opposite of all that. That's what attracts me to it. Christianity and all those other things, Catholicism, Christianity, Islam, you know, Judaism, these things are all mystical and mysterious and reliant on some, you know, no disrespect to anybody's religion, but for me, these religions, they're just, I can't make heads or tails of them. I don't know what's going on. You're praying, you're eating the blood of Christ, you're drinking the blood of Christ, you're eating the bread of Christ, you're saying these prayers, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, Allah and the Quran, and it's above my head, man. It's all above my head. The hymns, you know, Buddhism has mantras and sutras, sure. There's chanting in Buddhism, sure. But there's no mysterious prayer. You know, there's no mysterious salvation by anyone. It's just you and what you're doing and what you're not doing, very, very practically. It's exactly what I just said. It's you, what you're doing, and what you're not doing, and whether or not you're paying attention to any of that stuff. Like, to me, that's the simplest recipe for a life of sanity to me. Let me say it again. It's you, what you're doing, what you're not doing, and whether you're paying attention to that stuff. That's the essence of Buddhism. So, again, talking to you about how I fought off depression. I got deeper into my practice, meditating, and listening to Buddhist talks. So like by midday, by noon, that's what I'm doing. I'm listening to a talk on Buddhism that's teaching me, reminding me to pay attention to myself. That's it. That's it. For anybody that's interested in Buddhism, doesn't want all the hoo-ha, doesn't want all the, you know, I don't know, the mysterious gobbledygook talk. It's just paying attention to yourself. That's it. That's what Buddhism is. It's paying attention to yourself. So I'm listening to a talk on how to pay attention to myself. I'm listening to a talk that's reminding me to pay attention to myself. Then after the Buddhism talk, I go for a walk. Let me say that again. After the Buddhism talk, then I go for a walk. After the Buddhism talk, then I go for a walk. After the Buddhism talk, then I go for a walk. And my walk, I'm listening to more stuff in the headphones. What am I listening to? For example, Rick Rubin. You know who Rick Rubin is? co-founder of Def Jam Records. I'm listening to Rick Rubin. I'm listening to Rick Rubin. He's got a book. It's called The Creative Act. It's about a five-hour... motorcycles at midnight. It's about a five-hour audiobook on how to create, how to be more creative. And the essence of this book is very close to Buddhism. Pay attention. Notice. Notice stuff. Notice what you like. Notice what you don't like. You know, notice the colors of the buildings around you. You know, notice, like when you get into a creative state of mind, frame of mind, notice what it feels like. Notice what's around you. Notice what music puts you into a creative frame of mind. Notice. So, you know, I'm listening to, you know, that's one, The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. Another one I've listened to a million times. Oh my God, it just slipped out of my mind. The Victorious Attitude by Orson Scott Martin. Yes, The Victorious Attitude. This thing is life-changing. This one's like 7 hours. So I'm walking, I'm listening to these things, you know, Eckhart Tolle, I'll listen to, you know, these things to keep me conscious, to keep me aware of what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm doing. You know, and again, it relates back again to the fact that I enjoy feeling left out, because, you know, like FOBLO, what did I tell you it means? Feeling of being left out. Yeah, I enjoy being left out. I don't want to be in too involved, too inside, too in the know. I don't want that. Like I said, it jangles up your brain. I have no problem not knowing things. I have no problem not knowing things. Not knowing who's who, what's what. I had a job interview the other day. Okay? Teach English online. Okay? And the another motorcycle. The woman who, you know, I guess runs the company or owns the company, young, very intelligent, very bright, very well-spoken Japanese woman with a British accent, means nothing. And she says she's hiring two teachers to kick her business off. She's already hired the other teacher. He's a British guy. She wants to hire an American teacher. That would be me. So she's interviewing me. She's telling me about the concept of her company, and, you know, she's going to be using like some platform called Slack. No idea. I have no idea. Slack. She's not going to be using Teams, Zoom, Google Voice. She's managed to find Slack. I don't know what it is. But okay, you know, all right, sure. She's describing it to me. Then she tells me, using this Slack platform, I'm going to have to do a PowerPoint presentation through this Slack platform. Let me tell you something. I've never done a PowerPoint presentation. And you know what? I have no shame in admitting that. None. I have never created or made a PowerPoint presentation. And therefore, I have never delivered a PowerPoint presentation. And when I told this charming, intelligent, well-spoken Japanese woman that I'd never done or made or given a PowerPoint presentation, she was shocked. I could see that we were having a conversation online via Zoom. I could see on her face, because I could see her, I could see that she was like she wanted to throw up or insult me, one or the other, or both. You know, I could see it all over her face that she was like, "What, sir? You've never given or done or created a PowerPoint presentation?" I'm like, "No, I haven't. I haven't had the necessity to do that. The overwhelming majority of my career as a teacher, I've been standing in a classroom with a classroom full of live human beings. I only did my first online English lesson 3 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago. For the overwhelming majority of my career as a teacher, I haven't had to do anything online. I haven't had to do any PowerPoint presentations. I've had whiteboards and blackboards. The only technology I've used in my career as an English teacher is YouTube, pulling up YouTube videos in the class and showing them on the video monitor. I won't say that I was proud, but I didn't know how to do a PowerPoint. I still don't, and I don't care. I have no problem not knowing things that everyone else seems to think is so necessary to know. I don't mind whatsoever. No problem not knowing how to do a PowerPoint presentation. No problem feeling left out of things. Because I'll tell you what, in feeling or in being left out of other stuff, what it does is puts you in touch with your own stuff. And that's what you want. That's what you want. You want to be in touch with your own stuff. I am endlessly confused and just like baffled by so many things. People, places, and things, man. I'm telling you the truth. I am baffled by so many things. So much of technology, I'm not going to go into a technology rant, but so much of technology and everything that's spun out and off of technology, I'm absolutely like, I can't make heads or tails of it. I don't know how to edit a video. I just recently learned how to like download and upload stuff. And you know, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. I no problem whatsoever. No need for me to document everything. For example, this podcast I'm doing right now, I literally press one single button on my phone. It's record. I press record. And that's it. That's how I do this. That's how I do this podcast. That's it. Going to sleep, guys. I'm going to sleep. Tomorrow, one thing I can tell you, I will not be documenting a single thing tomorrow. Nothing. This has been another undocumented episode of Nothing Specific with your boy Trevor Houchin. Trevor David Houchin. Get it right. Don't get it twisted. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something. Peace and blessings, guys.